الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أسلم التوبة والمغفرة والهداية إنه التواب الرحيم. وعف عنا يا كريم وعف عنا يا كريم وعف عنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله الأول يا الله الآخر يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين. اشفعنا يا شفيع المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل ربي زدني علما صدق الله العظيم. Allah-u Teala says in Surah-i Taha, say, my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Then in a hadith-i sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem says, seek knowledge even if you have to go to China for it. Now the Chinese are not Muslims. China at the time is at the end of the world. What kind of knowledge can one seek in China, and what kind of knowledge we are talking about? Many Muslims do not realize, and in fact, one of the catastrophes which we see today amongst us is due to Muslims having stopped seeking knowledge. But what kind of a knowledge are we talking about? Are we talking about the knowledge of our religion? Indeed, yes. Sharia, yes. Fiqh, yes. But is that all? Certainly, you are not going to learn Sharia in China. The knowledge which Allah Ta'ala makes an obligation for us to acquire is the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Is the knowledge of the attribute and the essence of Allah Ta'ala. And there is no end in that knowledge. There is no diploma that you are going to get in that knowledge. Because Allah Ta'ala is infinite, there is no end to Him. And there is no end to the knowledge about Him. And that is one of the principal obligations for every Muslim. More so, perhaps, than five times a prayer, especially when it is done without knowledge, and more so than fasting, especially when it is done without knowledge. Our religion principally consists of only three elements: ilm, knowledge; amal, acting upon your knowledge; istikamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it made him age, istikamah. What is istikamah? Istikamah is integrity. Istikama is sincerity. Istikama is a direction which one takes where there is no return. There is no stop, there is no return. An infinite path to be followed without exception. Now, it is almost like, is the hand from the egg or the egg from the hand? Now, if we do practice the best we can to acquire knowledge, to apply our knowledge to our lives, there is a hadith to the effect that Jahannam is full of both men of knowledge who do not practice what they know. And if we are sincere and determined about it, the result was something which is called ittika. Now, what is ittika? Muttaki ittika. It is full trust of an entity upon which you unconditionally depend. There is something somewhere which is invisible, upon which each breath which you take depends. And in fact, like I mentioned last night, each breath mentions his name. When you inhale, hi. When you exhale, hu. Your heart beats with the rhythm of him. Hak, 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 hak. So the practice of knowledge and amal and istikama results in ittika, in absolute dependence and trust on Allah Ta'ala. Now ittika has three levels, from the lowest to the upper. If you practice your trust and your dependence on Allah Ta'ala, simply not to do what He asks you not to do, and to do which He asks you to do. Halal and haram. Making your prayers or not making your prayers. Eating pork or not eating pork. Drinking water versus drinking wine. So if you do that, it is said that you have guaranteed not to enter Jahannam. Now the second level of trusting in Allah Ta'ala, of doing what He asks us to do and not doing which He asks us not to do, is to contemplate and consider the zahir and the batin of what He asks you to do and not to do. Is it when He says, don't drink wine? You just don't drink wine. Or is it why you don't drink wine? Because anything which affects me, my natural Muslim nature to be functional in me, is what? A bad friend is what? Obviously, whiskey or arak is wine too. I know some Muslims who drink arak because it doesn't mention the arak, there wasn't an arak at the time of Prophet, so just mention that wine is forbidden and I can drink whiskey. When he forgives you, forbids you adultery, is it just sleeping with the neighbor's wife? Or is there other forms of adultery which destroys families, which destroys marriages? So, in the second degree, when you consider the zahir and the batin of what to do and what not to do, this produces something in you which Allah Ta'ala likes. Divine morality. Adab Muhammadi. Adab Quran al-Kareem. A character, a behavior which becomes to a Muslim. Similar or imitation of the behavior of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the third level of ittiqa, the product of ilm and amal and sincerity, is to do what Allah Ta'ala asks us to do totally selflessly. Not to do what Allah Ta'ala asks you not to do totally selflessly. In fact, total submission to the point that you as an individual identified as Tosun or Ali or Rahmat disappear. That you have no identity. That you are totally selfless. Now the result of that state of total submission and selflessness and loss of identity result in Muhabbatullah. In a sense that you have lost yourself in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Now anything which prevents us from truly loving Allah Ta'ala and truly being submissive to Him is Shaitan al-Ayin. Either outside of us or within us. It is that which denies when Allah Ta'ala says do, it says why. I mean, why spend time and effort to make your prayers 5 times a day? Or why don't I do my prayers differently rather than standing up, making ruku and making sajda? Why do I have to turn towards the Qibla? Why can't I turn? Allah is everywhere. turn in any which direction. Why not eat pork? Why not drink wine? Everybody is drinking wine. Why behave in a certain way, and why not behave in another way? Now, doesn't that somehow feel familiar? Doesn't that somehow occur to us every once in a while? When we know that that is something which Allah Ta'ala has asked us to do. And we know indeed that it is even good for us to do it. But then a little doubt comes to mind. How come my neighbor who is a Jew or a Christian is not doing it and he is doing better than I? Little doubt. Now these going along with this influence of our private devil or our exterior devil results a certain situation, ibadallah. We complain what is happening to us today. What is easiest to win? Why are people hating us? Why is there Islamophobia? Why are Muslims killing Muslims? Why are Muslims behaving incredibly non-Muslim-like? Because, in spite of all what Allah Ta'ala has given us, the potential and all the elements which we possess, we have nothing missing in us to do what he asks us to do and not to do which he asks us not to do. And there is nothing clearer in the world than the things which he mentions in the Quran al-Azim and in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing could be clearer, almost illustrated. No way of misunderstanding that there are things which has to be done and there are things which should not be done. And spite of all this clarity and all this clear possibility and even I would say ease, if we doubt his word, if we doubt his grace, which he has given us all this possibility, that means we really deny his existence. And if we deny his existence because we are not doing what he tells us to do, then there is no reason why he should not deny us as Muslims, as believers, as human beings, and throw us away. May Allah Ta'ala protect us.
Ameen.
And that is what happens to us now, ibadallah. Ya Rabbi, teach Ummat Muhammad the truth of Islam.
Ameen.
Ya Rabbi, change our hearts, which takes the word of Shaitan al-A'im as the thing to do instead of rejecting the insinuations of Shaitan al-A'im. Ya Rabbi, help Ummat Muhammad, cleanse our hearts from all doubt, cleanse our all mind from all imagination, cleanse our bodies of all dirt. Ya Rabbi, teach us the truth.
Amen.
Teach us the real reality.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, bless us with the true knowledge.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Alhamdulillah, Ya Halik, who has created us in the form and shape of a human being from a drop of dirty blood, of dirty water. Alhamdulillah to the one who has blessed us with Iman. Alhamdulillah to the one who has blessed us with Islam and sent us his beloved as our guide, our murshid, our example, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah to the one, when we didn't know how to walk and how to talk, who taught us how to talk and how to walk. Alhamdulillah to the one who has given us air to breathe and lungs to bring it with. And all thanks to all those things from the cradle to the grave, which we cannot possibly count, which you bless us with, whether we have faith in you or not. Ya Rab, have mercy upon this Jamaat. May us recognize your gracefulness and your generosity and your love and care for us and teach us thankfulness. Ya Rabbi, teach us thankfulness and count us amongst your thankful servants. For all the honor and the gifts which you have given us, you test us. You test our Iman, our Islam, our humanity, by little pain, little sickness, taking away from us things which we think are ours, but in reality it is yours. And how often you say in your holy book, how often do you praise patience to prove our Iman. Ya Rab, we show no patience. We complain about you. Even when it snows and when it is cold, we complain to each other how cold it is, how difficult it is. Yet you say, those who show patience are close to you like two fingers. You say patience is the key of paradise. Ya Rab, teach us patience.
Yeah.
And count us amongst your patience with you. Ya Wahidi Ahad, you say in the Quran al-Azim, hold on to your religion and don't separate yourselves from each other. Your beloved, our Prophet says, my Ummah is one single body. If the finger of the body aches, the whole body aches. Ya Rab, 1.5 billion and more of us are there on this planet. None of us love each other. Yet you say that if we do not love each other, our Iman is incomplete. Ya Rab, not only we love each other, we don't love each other. we kill each other, we hurt each other, we destroy each other. 1.5 billion pieces of no good help to anyone spread all around the world. Once, Ya Rab, when our iman was complete, we were together, and the whole world admired us and copied us and loved us and feared us, for we were intelligent, knowledgeable, kind, gentle, loving, caring. All is lost. Ya Rab, have mercy upon Ummat Muhammad.
Ameen.
Ya Rab, bring back the unity amongst Ummat Muhammad.
Ameen.
Bring the beauty and the wisdom and the strength back to Ummat Muhammad.
Ameen.
Ameen. Ameen. Ameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد المخرة الملوان وتاك بالآثاران وكرار الجديدان وستكبر الفرقدان وبرق بالوحاه وارواح أهل بيته من الطهيات والسلام تبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا 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 وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأنبياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك المقربين وعلى أهل طاعتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات والأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.